Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You see, moms sometimes teach you the right thing. I mean, I remember my brother and I fought my mother tooth and nail over so many different issues. But in the end, she had a few good ideas.
My mother always taught me, actually, my dad, do unto others if you would have them do unto you. And that's what I always taught my children. Teach people decent. I mean, if you want to be treated right, treat other people right. Be nice. I'm one of those people that I only honk my horn if they're going to hit me and I let them know, hey, I'm over here. I'm not one of those road rage people. They want in. I'm like, oh, come on in. Yeah. Missouri's like that, though. We have an understanding here that if there's a traffic jam, it's every other car. And you go to some states, and it's not like that. I mean, we're very polite drivers for the most part here.
You know, I always ran into problems driving in Boston. Nothing against the people of Boston, but some of those drivers don't really want to. I remember when you were talking about do unto others, the late comedian Jackie Mason said, do unto others and do it first.
And then he got in real trouble, then you didn't hear from him for a whole long time.
That's when he was on the Ed Sullivan TV show in the 60s. And Sullivan was trying to push him to finish up fast. It was a live TV show. And then Mason goes into a finger for you and a finger for me, and it was misinterpreted as the wrong finger combination. And he was off the air, and it hurt his career for a number of years.
That was back in the day when there were two or three TV channels.
Right, and if you had a popular show, it had 40 million listeners. Now, I remember I was at this deli in New York, famous Jewish deli, Carnegie Delicatessen, and my friend and I were having a sandwich. Jackie Mason walks in, and my friend had this crazy little humorous card saying, I am a communist, signed Nikita Khrushchev, and you put your name in it. Remember, this is the 60s.
Ooh.
So he hands it to Jackie Mason, and Jackie Mason signs it. That would be such a memento. Except my stupid friend lost it. Marty, I still remember that.
My prized possession is I've got a book signed by Shatner. I just love that man. He's amazing. 90 years old and going strong, William Shatner. Gotta love him. Went into space.
And you know that George Takei and Walter Koenig still hate him.
I know. Well, that's an actor thing. Shatner always had a big ego, but that's what made the show. We all knew it. That's what we loved about him. You know, that was Captain Kirk. Oh, goodness.
You talked about, your parents and what they taught you. Was there any interest in these kind of subjects or with them or, you know, when you... You know, got involved in UFO investigations, and they just kind of like, you know, look at you like, okay.
I don't really know. We moved from Arizona to California just for about a year and a half, and then moved out here in Missouri. I spent my last year and a half in high school here and got married just. Because I know that's what you did back then. I mean, we just celebrated a big anniversary yesterday. But my parents moved back. They moved back to California. So I really didn't have a lot of communication with my parents from the time I was maybe 20 years old on. I got my interest in UFOs kind of on my own. It wasn't something that when I would finally, I'd call all the way from Missouri to California. It really wasn't something that I was discussing with the parents. You know, it was more like, oh, how you doing? And, you know, what's going on? And, you know, with you and are you all healthy? And must have been something because my brother has an interest, and he lives in Colorado Springs. He's an investigator. My two sisters, one's older than me, one's younger, are both MUFON investigators, both MUFON Star Team investigators. Then I have two more brothers that are younger, and neither one really have much of an interest. So four out of six kids have an interest and, you know, are involved with MUFON.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a son and a daughter. My son owns a CBD store, and my daughter is a paramedic firefighter.
What do they think about mom's interest?
I had an investigation, and I took my son with me a couple weeks ago. He's got an interest in it. My daughter, I guess she does. My son-in-law, her husband, has, I think I've filed two, maybe three reports of things that he's seen. And this is while, you know, I got two of the times he was actually on duty at the firehouse. One time he was with me. This was my anniversary, August 22nd, probably 3 years ago. We were at a place that we call out here, Goose Creek, French Village, little community. Yeah, that's one of those communities where, you know, it's all side by sides, pontoon boats, little lake lots. We were out at night watching the stars, and I was saying, "Okay, here's Mars, and you know, over here, you've got Sagittarius," and then all of a sudden he says, "What is that?" And there were four in a group, close proximity, four little tiny stars, and they were like made a square, and they were coming in closer and closer and closer. I said, "I don't know what that is," and then all of a sudden they got really close, they got bright, and they split off into four opposite directions. The one on the top left and the bottom left went to the left, and the top right and the bottom left went to the right, and just streaked across the sky. And he said, "What was that?" And I said, "I have no idea. We never did figure out what that was, but something that would look like four spaceships of some kind came in from way out of the atmosphere and went in four different directions, and that's not the kind of a pattern that you would see for a meteor shower. There was distance between them. There was a definite pattern. So that was one of the sightings that I told him, "You file this." And he did. He filed the sighting. I have three grandchildren, and they're interested. They asked couple of them at school, they said, "Do you have any famous family members?" And they said, "Oh, my grandma investigates UFOs." So I think we're kind of a UFO type, maybe an aware family. Let me put it that way. We're aware of what's going on.
Isn't it nice, though, that, you know, you see the younger generations coming up and are becoming interested, you know, in this subject? Because, you know, for a while there, you know, I know, you know, it seemed to me that the interest was kind of dying out. But more and more now, you know, I'm seeing a lot of younger people coming up and really, really wanting to get out there and, take some, you know, deep looks into the subject.
We are getting a lot of younger people. We went from the baby boomers and then a big gap. And now you're right, college students are taking an interest, and maybe it's because of what the Navy released, FLIR, Go Fast, and Gimbal. You know, right there, that's pretty amazing. They're also desensitized, too.
Mm-hmm.
You see commercials all the time, and there'll be, you know, that some alien will drop, you know, the spacecraft will drop and, you know, in somebody's front yard, and a little alien get out and make some kind of a little commercial and get back in the flying saucer, fly away, you know, cereal or something. Oh, what? You know, what was that? And you see them a lot. Take note. I mean, there's a lot of UFO reference and alien reference now in children's cartoons, robots and everything else, cartoons, and I mean, even some of just the little emojis. I think it's all a form of desensitization, and not only that, but, you know, with the interest, with the government coming out and with the films that have been released, it's not something anymore that there's a laugh factor.
Hey, before we have any other factors coming in, let's listen to this factor. Gene, Debbie, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Yeah, but in terms of the cultural meme about spaceships, I mean, I can trace that back to the 50s. I mean, we used to have all those Saturday morning TV shows in the 50s, like Space Patrol. And it was very elementary science fiction, of course. And they used cardboard sets and everything like that. Or during the week, Captain Video and his Video Rangers. And you bought the space suits with the space helmets. I remember my Captain Video official space helmet. You buy it at the toy store across the street from where I lived in Brooklyn. It would last about 2 days. And you had to buy another one. And my parents one day said, stop.
I think somewhere along the way, I mean, I remember maybe with my children, I don't think we had those fun type of shows anymore. It was, you know, the kids' shows were, they didn't focus so much on Alien maybe as they did years before. I mean, the movies used to be great. You know, it's a cookbook. I mean, you know, the what was it, the giant woman that went around? I mean, there was a War of the Worlds, the original War of the Worlds. The original War of the Worlds was kind of fun, and then they remade it, and then it was really scary. I don't know. I just think it was the whole concept was better accepted back in the 50s and the 60s. And there were more movies. What the fun, all those B movies were fantastic.
Forbidden Planet was an excellent movie, but it was also an A-level kind of movie. That was with Leslie Nielsen playing the original Captain Kirk. If you look at the way that thing was set up, you can see where Star Trek was influenced a decade later.
Right, right. Close Encounters is my favorite movie because that parodies a case that I worked on here in Missouri. It's so true that I had a family. It was a husband and a wife and a 9-year-old daughter. The daughter was taken. The husband and wife, they didn't remember, and the little girl did. And it was the funny thing, was that when they took the daughter, they were at a field. They stopped to watch what they thought were military maneuvers, which were not. They're, like you had said before, their mind was changed. They saw something that they didn't. And when they took the daughter, they took their shoes. And it upset both of them so bad. And then they brought her back. I think they lost an hour and a half time. And they gave them their shoes back. I guess they thought if they take their shoes, they won't leave their daughter because they're waiting for their shoes to come back. The mom was upset. The daughter had to be homeschooled. But at the very end, the father couldn't accept it all, and they got a divorce. So he left, and it was the same as Richard Dreyfuss and his family, that they just couldn't understand. This ruined that family. And it was a very legitimate case because I talked to someone at the fire department who had seen this. I talked to the police chief who saw the ruckus going on, but he turned in the opposite direction because it was his time to go home. This was, I believe, December 5th, and so there were people that were out Christmas shopping. I checked with what the area that went on, and it was at Mark Twain National Park, and the park ranger, the head of parks at the time, said there none of that went on in my park. We have a fire alert, but we know that there was a craft. We know there were lights. We know the little girl was taken, and there were several witnesses that saw all the lights going on. The point is that there was an abduction. The little girl was brought back, and she, I don't know, I still worry about her. She's probably, you know, in her early 20s by now. I'm sure she is. She's probably about 25. I wonder whatever happened to her because she missed at least a year of school over this. Her parents were divorced. So it happens. There are strange lights. I get these reports all the time of these strange lights, balls of light that fly around, how people's vehicles have cut off. It's a combination. And, of course, too, you had a cameo role, a role in it, J. Allen Hynek. When the craft came down and the aliens were coming out, there he was puffing on his pipe. So he was an advisor on it. They took a lot of different cases, a lot of scenarios, and put it all into the one movie. And that's probably about as close, except for, you know, going off, Richard Dreyfuss taken off at the very end, about as close as you're going to get to how people react, what goes on and what they see and how it affects them.
Did you know how much money Dr. Hynek received for that cameo and all the advice he gave on the film? You would be shocked.
Probably $100.
Well, not that bad, $3,500. And well, they didn't contact him when they were making the film. He learned about it and called the producers and said, can I help?
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I think at that point he was Well, let's see, that would have been, 2017 was the 40th anniversary of Close Encounters. They had a very, very good conference at Devil's Tower on the anniversary in 2017. I was one of the speakers there, and we were camping right there with the tower right behind us. That was really great. They had a contest, an adult and a child, a mashed potato Devil's Tower making contest. They had a really, really good conference. Even the park there sold T-shirts. And they have the tower and the UFO, the front of the T-shirt. And the very back of the T-shirt at the top of the collar, it says, goodbye. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's what the little boy said at the very end. He said, goodbye.
They can make a lot of money, by the way, if they made an official Devil's Tower mixed mashed potato thingy.
They could.
You basically, you microwave it, you know, you put butter in it, you microwave it, and then when it comes out, it's shaped like some kind of weird mountain.
Oh, that's an idea.
Let's write it down.
Well, next year is the 50th anniversary of the 1973 Piedmont, Missouri UFO flap, 73 to about 78. Margie Kay and I have been talking with the Chamber of Commerce in Piedmont, and we're hoping to have a big festival there. Right now we're looking at maybe sometime in April, but, you know, not the same time as Eureka Springs. We don't want to overlap there. We're going to have speakers, and we're going to try and have a parade and a lot of campsites. And so for those who have travel trailers or RVs or just like to tent it, that would be great. They can be right there on Clearwater Lake where Gene Coleman and Kathy Leach saw the craft hovering right over the top of the lake on March 21st, 1973. So we're going to do a big to-do, big conference right there. 50th anniversary. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the whole Piedmont UFO sightings, I mean, that really got a lot of national attention. I mean, I remember hearing about it when it was going on, of course, you know.
It's still going on.
Really? Oh, wow.
They used to take back, I talked to one of the customers, it's my an RV customer, that has a spot for me, and he said that back when he was in junior high, was in the 70s, they would have 20 to 30 cars at the town dump looking up at the sky. He said he remembered being at the drive-in movie theater more than one time, and someone would yell, they're back, turn off the projector. They turn off the projector and look at the UFOs over. It's been going on since then. The people that are still in town are so used to looking up and seeing the strange lights. They're like, oh, they're back. There they are again.
These announcements are back. There they are again. You'll hear them now with Debbie, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News.
Ukraine authorities say Russian forces fired missiles and artillery on two cities across the river from Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Abbott is announcing that their Michigan plant is restarting production of their largest and most popular infant formula,
Similac. Previously, the plant had only restarted a fragment of its production after bacterial contamination concerns inside the facility had prompted a month-long voluntary recall and shutdown. The closure at the largest formula manufacturer in the country sent waves across the infant formula industry and exacerbated the supply shortage, forcing families to scramble for alternatives in the hyper-concentrated formula market. This is USA Radio News. Prices are going up when it comes to Fords.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California is preparing to spend up to $20 million to bring women from other states to its abortion clinics, a policy aimed at increasing access to a procedure that has been outlawed or restricted in many states since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
You matter. We care. We have your back. We love you. We respect you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yes, I know that Preston Dennett wrote a book about UFOs and drive-ins. Did you see that, Debbie?
Preston Dennett actually was my speaker, I think, just before COVID in 2020. That talked about that book, and he was just my speaker a week ago today, last Wednesday. He was my Zoom speaker and has a new book out. Yes, I know Preston very well, very good guy. He has a whole book on the drive-ins and also one on Catalina Island, too. I mean, he's got, 14, 17 books. He's got a lot of books. But things are still happening there. The people that report them are the new residents, people that move into the area, or they move here from another state, move back and remember things from when they were a child, and they start talking to their family. They'll move to the St. Louis area and then say, oh, I went back out to Piedmont to visit my family. You know that stuff's still going on? Yes, I do. We're hoping we'll have some sightings when we have our big conference next year, where we're just in the planning stages now, but we thought somebody has to. And Margie Kay and I are writing in a book, too, a 50th anniversary book on the Piedmont incident from the 1973 to date. In fact, going a little bit farther, because the whole area there was, I believe it was a Osage Indian sacred area, and they flooded a lot of that ground to make Clearwater Lake. Well, I started with the history of the area and sightings to present. It's going to be an exciting time in Missouri next year.
We did have Preston on the Paracast a number of times, but I have to say this. We had a problem last time. He had Dolly Saffron, the contactee, with him, and she was just too way out there. A throwback to the 1950s sort of contactees claiming abilities that she really didn't have or couldn't have. and I didn't understand why he accepted her claims. That kind of bothered me, because otherwise he's a pretty straightforward writer.
That's who we had on last Wednesday. And you're right, it threw me back a little bit. I wasn't quite sure how to take it. A lot of what she said, and she did talk about radiation and on Mars. She talked about people knowing things ahead of time and talked about people that were obsessed about other things and come to find out. I mean, it was a lot of all that. Do I believe in 2 years flying saucers are going to come down and evacuate us from the Earth because there's going to be a solar flare? No, I don't believe that at all. It shocked a lot of the people at my meeting, and I apologize for that. But is some of what she said a legitimate? Maybe. I don't know. I'll take a second look. And I have an open mind, but I'd bet my life, which I guess I would be betting my life, I don't think flying saucers of thousands are going to come down and evacuate the Earth in 2 years.
That's a standard cultural meme, that there'll be some kind of worldwide catastrophe. Someone will come down and take chosen people, or some people, or all people, away from this planet. I mean, you hear that every so often. So how many times does it not happen before you say, wait a minute? She also claimed, Dolly Safran, to have certain psychic abilities, and she described it, and she described science that she claims to know, and got everything wrong.
Some of it she was pretty knowledgeable, and some of it, maybe she was might have been wrong, but maybe it was wrong for the knowledge that we have. I don't know. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt on that, but I don't really know it. Because her answers, one of them, the person said, yeah, that's pretty spot on. Another one went, nah, I'm not really sure. It was going to be the end of the world in 2000. I had three family members that were in high tech. They designed microchips, computer microchips. You know how we solved that when 1999 and the clocks were going to roll over to 2000 and the satellites were going to fall out of the sky? They set all the clocks back to 1899. So when they rolled over, it was 1900. All the ones they couldn't get repaired in time, or some of them, they set them back 25 or 30 years, but a lot of them, they set the clocks back. That's what they were doing. 2012, my MUFON party was just a couple days before. I think it was my MUFON Christmas party, maybe on the 17th, and we were supposed to all die, what was on the 21st or something. I had a die like there's no Tamaya party, and I had a cake and everything. I said, We celebrated and had a good old time at my MUFON meeting. Never for once thought we were all going to die. That was just the reset of their, it's like the Chinese have their different eras. You know, the Mayas, that was the end of that time period, and then you move on to that. It doesn't mean the Earth is ending. I don't believe in 2 years that the Earth is going to end. However, I do know someone who, several people actually, but one in particular is very involved in science, and he said, we are going to have some major solar flares in 2 years, and they're going to last between 2 and 8, and there is a good chance it will shut down the grid in several places if they're not prepared. What we have now, they're not prepared. Some of it's too old. And he said, not across the whole world, but there would be places where there's a good possibility things would shut down. So when you get 2 years from now, a few months ahead of time, I'd have the extra water and food and stuff just in case. Just in case. I mean, it doesn't hurt. You can always use it later.
Hey, you can also get some of those freeze-dried foods and stick them in the closet. Of course, you have to think about the areas where the grids are not kept up to date. I'm talking about you people in Texas. I have a niece in Texas, lives in Houston. And they have made such a mess of the power grid there. You shouldn't know from it, to talk Brooklynese here. You shouldn't know from it the way how bad that was. This, by the way, my solution during the 2000 crisis was to use an Apple Mac computer. No problem.
There you go. There's a possibility things will shut down because of solar flares. We had a solar flare, what, about 3 weeks ago? And it wasn't all that big of a solar flare, but within 2 days of them saying we have this solar flare and this is the highlight day, my printer quit at work. Maybe it was a coincidence, but it didn't pick up wireless anymore, and I had to get a new one. My clothes dryer completely quit. It was drying clothes, next load, nothing. My refrigerator started leaking water out of the ice maker, had to turn that off. And I thought, really? What else? But you know what? Maybe these are things I all bought, you know. I don't know. They were bought at different times. Bad coincidence, maybe. But if someone says, well, the grid and this person that it knows about this stuff tells me there's going to be some major solar flares, you know, in a couple of years, and they could last as long as 8 years, we better be prepared with the grid. When she said that, I thought, okay, she's got something there. She does know that. But
she may have just read it somewhere.
She might have, but are we going to be evacuated? No. I don't believe that, even a little. But, you know, I'm going to buy the book anyway because I like Preston, and I want to see a little bit more detail and kind of judge for myself, highlight some things, like, okay, maybe right on here. He's a good friend. But I just don't think we're all going to die in 2 years.
Well, you see, at my age, most of the people in my family were dead before they reached my age. So I might not be here in 2 years. I don't know. I just had serious major surgery, and I've got this weird device called a WoundVac. Look it up, folks. And it absorbs fluids and stuff from the body and helps to promote healing. But it also was designed with an interface from the 1990s. And when I'm finished using it, which will hopefully be in a few days, I want to profoundly take that device and smash it into something. Because I've grown to hate it so much. But you don't want to hear about my problems.
There might be a little gold chip in there, too. You know, but fine.
It must, because these things cost like $25,000 to $35,000 if you buy them. Of course, you rent it. And the insurance company picks up most of it, but of course there is a deductible because very few of us have policies where deductibles don't exist. So, you know, they make it on the deductible. That's their tip, you see. I don't know why I'm getting into this. We got another segment to spend with Debbie, and then she'll hang out for after the PowerCast. More to come with Debbie, Gene, Tim, you're in.
The PowerCast!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire PowerCast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the PowerCast. After the PowerCast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the PowerCast Plus. With After the PowerCast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the PowerCast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with PowerCast guests. With PowerCast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the PowerCast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about PowerCast Plus.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Debbie Ziegelmeyer joining us, first time on the Paracast, and after listening to her, I don't always agree with everything she says. She's a fun guest. We'll be happy to have her back. Tim Swartz is our official co-host for the Paracast now. I'm Gene Steinberg, and you're not. I won't repeat who said that a long time ago.
Chevy Chase.
Right. And I learned later on what a hateful, egotistical person he is.
No comment.
All right, let's get away from the cultural memes and get on to stuff here. UFOs. Let's look at some origins here, and I want to ask you in our After the Paracast episode about the government investigation work. But looking at this, I presume, based on what you said, is there are alien beings, either here or sourced from another planet, physical beings who are visiting us for reasons known to themselves. Is that an accurate portrayal?
Sure. I mean, I think there are some, like I explained in, you know, what's going on in Russia. Obviously, there had to be some kind of an underwater base there. They're residing in Lake Baikal, and they've been seen in, you know, the Baltic. And I believe there's some kind of a base underwater in around Catalina Island. Now, that's where the Nimitz had their sighting in 2004. I believe there's also some type of a base in the Caribbean, not too far from Puerto Rico. There, I could go on and on. There, I think they are residing here. I can't believe that everything is coming interdimensionally. There are also probably beings that are visiting. I mean, I think my whole point is that if you're here a couple weeks, you're a resident. What do you consider a visitor? Okay, they've been visiting us for a year now. No, if someone moves next door to your house, you know, the house next door to you, and say, well, you're calling them a visitor? Or are they a resident? They've been there for a year. My whole outlook on this changed when I started writing the book and realized how long a lot of these beings have been seen in the same areas, and, you know, for how many years and for how many more years, and what's been going on, and the amount of sightings in the area. I mean, I'm starting to wonder, underwater, I mean, where else? 70% of the earth is water. I think they're under there hiding. They're under there residing, what I believe.
In writing your books, anything you come across really surprise you? Hey, I didn't think that was part of it.
I've been saving the water, like I said, the water information for 20 years, and then April of 2020, I thought, oh, there's people all around me that have got COVID, dying of COVID. This stuff is just, I've wasted 20 years of my life and got it into a book. A month in, it shocked me with the research, because people, I had John Schussler, one of the original founders of MUFON, God love him, he'd send me a manila envelope full of articles that he had found or, you know, this or that. And then later on, he's been emailing me for years. And I had people, Dr. Wood gave me some stuff. Through the years, being 22 years with MUFON, going to all the conferences and everything, people will come up and say, oh, you're the dive instructor. You're that MUFON water person. Then they'll hand me something. And then my own research, and I buy everybody's book on water. You know, you have a lot of information, but when you sit down and you start putting it all together, you know, it painted one big picture. And the book was going to be titled UFOs, USOs, Are There Alien Bases Involved or something? And once I did the research, I mean, the name all of a sudden changed. I called Margie Kay, the book's changing. It's the Alien Colonization of Earth's Waterways. I said, my gosh, they're here. So that's what shocked me. I put everything down, just like my investigator did on that one sighting. I put it back for about a week, and I thought, wow, we're calling them visitors. Oh, the visitors, but they're here. There's a lot of proof that they're here. We just don't think about it.
Well, she put that so succinctly that
did I scare y'all?
yeah. Just trying to come up with a good follow up because you know that's really you know a fascinating idea. Because as you said, you know, people have a tendency to think, you know, UFOs, extraterrestrial coming in from outer space. But considering, and we have to look at a lot of military records, especially, the Navy, there has been hundreds, if not thousands, of sightings involving UFOs out in the oceans, either things coming out of the water close to these Navy ships or going into the water extremely close to these Navy ships.
Yeah, they've been documenting these. I've got one whole chapter that's just sightings from military and merchant ships. And even though I make sure and make a note that some of these, they say, well, it's this satellite or it's that. Well, because what I had was a document that was Excel, and I transferred it over to Word, but they had to describe something. And so you've got somebody that's out on the ship, and he's the night watchman, and he's been out there for a month, 2 months, 3 months. He knows what's in the sky, and then all of a sudden he thought, well, whoa, what's that? If they're going to report it, they don't want to look like a fool. They're nervous enough about what that is. It's something out of the ordinary that they report it. I was asked to for Pine Bush, New York. They have a UFO museum there, and there's a section for MUFON, and asked me to do something that had to do with water. I took a map 4 foot by 6 foot, laminated, and put a dot on all the ocean and sea sightings that I could find. And along with it, I have an index, and they're all the ship and the date that they saw these. This took me weeks and weeks to make sure I had the right look, because all I had was longitude and latitude, so I'm figuring it all out on this map. I had over 300 dots on oceans and seas only, and some of them I could have put 10, 15 high, especially in the Caribbean or close along the shore over by Malibu and Catalina Island of Hawaii, a lot of them over there. Japan, there was a lot of them around Japan. So you look at the magnitude of it. They're being seen by the Navy. This stuff is coming in and out of the water. And I thought, why is it coming in and out of the water? Do they just, you know, oh, okay, we come out of the water and we hover around a little bit and then we go back in. Where are they going? There could possibly be a portal underwater they're going through. Okay, maybe. But how many times do you do that before you say, geez, I've been doing this for 200 years. Maybe it's about time I put me a house down there of some sort. It just makes sense.
You know what also makes sense? Having Debbie Ziegelmeyer join us. She's never been on the PowerCast before, and we were delighted to talk to her, a charming woman who has an extensive knowledge, especially about the UFOs from down there. And I don't mean down there like some people in the UFO field believe down there, but under the water. Debbie, for those who are interested in following the stuff you do, where do they go?
My website, which is fairly new, it's Debbie Diver, either Debbie Diver or Debbie Dives. It pops up on both of them, and that talks. There's some blogs on there and some things. I think my sighting, actually my sighting is on there, the one from the Caribbean. Also, Missouri MUFON .org. Then you can email me too, MUFONDiver@gmail.com. Those are all places to kind of keep track of what's going on with the water. The very first weekend of October, Shag Harbor. The very last weekend of October, Little Rock. They have the General MacArthur Museum Charity Conference there. So first weekend, Shag Harbor. Last weekend of October is Little Rock.
We're around, too. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Facebook, a group or a community or whatever they call it in a fan club. We also offer branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. We give you a choice of four logos, the same merchandise in each one, so you can buy four T-shirts with four different logos. Impress your friends. Great prices, great merchandise, theparacast.shop. Well, we also invite you to subscribe to the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus, that's P-L-U-S, where we offer this show free of the network ads. No network ads. Better quality audio, and we also have the exclusive After the Paracast podcast where you never know, ever and ever know what's going to happen next. We can continue an interview like we're going to do with Debbie this weekend, or we'll have a separate special interview. You never know. To find out more, go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Get this. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, to save 20% on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions. Theparacast.plus, that's P-L-U-S, theparacast.plus. Debbie Ziegelmeyer, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.